did.
Oh, you did. What time of day?
Six to nine in the evening. See a lot of new boards that I would never go and run around and stuff. It was actually, I enjoyed it a lot, yeah.
That's what I always did.
Educational for sure.
No excitement? You didn't get to?
Few traffic stops, that was it, you know. And then one of the traffic stops was pretty bad, but the printer doesn't work on the squad car, so he got off with a warning. We called it the ticket lottery he won.
You rode with Sean, didn't you?
Okay, we're gonna get started because it's 6 o'clock. We don't have a quorum. Anybody have any additions or corrections to the minutes of the meeting, November 30th? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
You got the mover and the seconder.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so the committee vacancies. Patty said she'd explain what's happening.
I think everyone is aware of the vacancies. Right now, we're down two members. A student, because Harper resigned at the end of her term, and Latino community representative, because Fernando Garza decided that his job was just taking up too much time, and he resigned. So we have 11 members total. We're down two members, so we have 9 members currently. And the chief sent the city reporter an email today saying, please get the advertisement out right away for our vacancies.
Good. All right. Action plan update. You know, I don't feel a real need to do that tonight. If anybody's got a burning desire to revisit. I know we left off right about police ride-alongs, I think, and Susan had a lot of good comments and suggestions for the education part, school district part, which was past where we were. And I wish she were here because they were really well taken, and but I didn't write them down. So, and I don't know if you did, Rick.
I'll have to look through my stuff.
Okay.
I was going through the minutes, and then I saw the bottom that, you know, comments were gonna go to Patty, and then I thought, oh, then I put it down. I'm in the clerk.
Yeah. I know that the next thing is the committee goals. Now, is that related to the, like, the department goals, the committee goals from all the departments related
Yes.
to the city goals, right?
Correct.
When are they due? What should this group, what do we need to, do we need to hurry or what? Do you know?
I don't believe this committee needs to do anything because of the action plan. That was a great informational piece so that the chief can write up the goals. So
oh.
I think the next piece will be the chief writing up the goals, bringing it here, and you guys can approve them.
Okay.
Are those redone according to the fiscal year? It seems like we did them around July or sometime. And I'm not sure when the city's fiscal year runs.
Or around budget time.
Just September.
It's starting pretty soon. February.
I'm sure it's the fiscal year. I know it takes months to get the draft in and then the final copy and everything, so I assume it is. You know, when our goals are the same as all the other department goals.
They are, and they're usually, he usually has a rough draft in February, and then, you know, and then final gets hammered out in March or something like that.
Okay.
I think the, right around now is when the budget committee starts meeting and doing preliminary stuff.
Okay.
And then try to line up the 5-year goals or whatever it is, the five or however they do that now.
Okay.
Okay.
What this, the goal statement that was written, it's got, you know, current fiscal year. So it must, I'm assuming that it runs from fiscal year to fiscal year.
Yeah, July 1st through June 30th, yeah.
Okay, but the bottom line is we don't need to do anything till we hear from the chief.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Okay.
I will also put that in the minutes so that he is aware you're not working on it.
You know, our community event, in my opinion, is the number one thing that we do need to work on. I know the chief was going to talk to Counselor Botello about maybe combining, somehow combining it with an event that she got a grant for. I'm being sort of vague, and it's because I don't exactly remember. But there was a collaboration that was going to happen, and so we were kind of waiting to try to figure out a date based on that. But I don't know.
As far as I know, he has not gotten any firm plans.
Okay. I'm not sure what we can do to plan that event. See, I'm not sure what the sheriff does and Chief Malloy and...
And I did remind the chief that he needs to get a contact person for the sheriff's advisory committee.
Good. Well, maybe what we need is just a little action plan for just tonight to what we need to do to make this happen, I think would be helpful.
What kind of event is it?
I didn't go last year, but it's the sheriff and Chief Malloy, and they do a community event where they answer questions and...
Like town hall type thing?
Yeah, like town hall.
Yeah. And I definitely remember him saying something about how he wanted to combine it with the other event that Counselor Botello was going to have, but I don't remember like when that was going to be, but I don't think it was really soon. So, I don't know.
I don't know either. There was some mention of February, but that feels a little soon, considering...
With Seafood and Wine Fest, it's hard to...
Oh, that's right.
A lot of events done in February.
Well, wasn't there some talk of having it over at the rec center?
Yeah.
I think it was in here last time.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right. So moving there where there'd be, you know, more space and room for people.
Even talk of babysitting.
Certainly.
So. Okay, I'm sort of stuck wondering what we should do right here and now, you know.
I feel like he wanted it at the beginning of the year, but with this meeting with Botello coming up, I think it's pushed it out.
Okay.
So I'm not sure there is anything to do right now.
Okay.
Maybe around spring break or something. Or the kids would be...
And then for the...
It's nice, you get a little nicer weather where you can, you know, if you do barbecues or whatever.
Right.
You have somehow...
For the event, it's, or at least last time, it was like, you know, the question, or not question, but I guess like interviewing of the officers and of the sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm.
Would we be there too, like asking questions of us? I think that would be beneficial.
That's the plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So combine.
So it's like what we did over at the, I'll say...
National Night Out?
Yes.
And that's usually like in April, isn't it? National Night Out?
August, beginning of August, I think.
It feels like it was summer.
I think it was.
Hello.
Hello.
You won't be here very long because we're going to finish pretty soon here. Okay.
What about the next step on the mental health crisis response unit? I'm trying to remember, what did we decide we have to do next? Was it a little work session?
Yes.
Council?
I'm going to have to read those minutes again. think we kind of left it hanging, but I remember at the city council meeting, was it, it was Counselor came from Health Department as a bass player.
Oh, this one over here.
Yeah, that one. He said something about getting people together that are, you know, involved in both city council and.
The next step will be getting together with representatives from city council, police department, sheriff's office, and mental health. So organizing that meeting would be.
That would probably be on us.
Would be, yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be helpful for sure. And then.
Okay, let's. How can we make that happen? What's the best way? It's so hard to coordinate people. You know, trying to come up with a meeting time and date. I don't know what to do about that. I'm talking about maybe having a meeting with one or two city councilors, right? That's what we're thinking about, and somebody from sheriff's department.
Yeah, somebody from mental health, maybe.
The crisis person.
What was her name? Was it Shawnee?
Yes.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, that's close, but anyway, yeah.
Very.
Somebody from health department.
You know, well versed in the exactly what can be done.
So Patty, tell me how to organize such a meeting. I feel like it's on us to try to pull that together, but I'm, you know.
Honestly, no, I've never worked with all of the groups like that.
Yeah.
I would suggest contacting the chief. Who will be heading this project up?
Awesome, yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. In collaboration with city council.
Right.
So the chief, the department, this group, also the sheriffs. I know we were talking about have a meeting with the sheriff's advisory committee about that thing too. The event and also what kind of a team we're gonna have to meet.
Maybe get your questions together, email the chief. Ask him where's the starting point.
Okay.
And he can give you contacts also.
Okay, that helps.
I'm sorry, can I interrupt to just ask where we are in the agenda?
Community, we're at 3D.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. That helps, Sam?
I think so.
I think that's a good step.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we should say what chief says, and then if he says that's, you know, on us. But the other thing I was kind of thinking about, and maybe we're not to this point, to this step yet, but like, kind of the point of the committee and the goal of the committee is to recommend that the city council take action on these things and not just take action ourselves. So obviously, to get the ball rolling, I don't at all mind meeting with the council and with the sheriffs and the police department. But like, eventually, it should kind of be those organizations meeting, right? Because like, we don't actually have any power in that situation, and we're not supposed to, like, that's not our job, so.
Right.
So, you know, I think that first meeting, and if we need to go to a couple, that's totally fine, but eventually, we should kind of push for the, like, that the city council kind of relays our view, because that's at least what the relationship, how the relationship is supposed to go.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, yeah, I mean, Patty said, I think the first step is see if chief has any specific idea, or if it's just, you know, email a bunch of people and try to get a meeting date, and then we all meet and say, this is the problem, and how can we fix it, and what are people's ideas?
And an action plan.
And an action plan.
What are we gonna do? Okay.
Probably a work session with the council would be a good idea, because there it's more back and forth. It's not as formal.
Oh, yeah, definitely not a council meeting.
And then you could ask those questions, well, what would be your plan? I mean, you can just directly say, would you consider that to the council?
Yeah. When are council work sessions?
They're like, it seems like before, they have them scheduled differently than when I was here, but it's usually before the regular council meeting. So they're in the afternoon.
On Mondays, right?
Mondays, yeah, every other Monday.
And if it's IEs that you guys are wanting to get before them, probably this time of year would be the smart, because they're getting ready to do the budget and things like that. And if it don't, if things don't get in before the budget happens, then it's another year or four, you know? There's a lot of talking and not a lot, so.
How do we get on the agenda for a work session?
Well, Peggy Hawker, we're here. Is she still sort of in and out?
Peggy's never gonna retire.
I know.
She's retired from like six positions or something like that.
That would be where I would go, or her replacement, to get yourself on the agenda for the work session.
Okay. Well, then if it's all right with you guys, I'll just do that.
Right.
Contact.
Sure.
I think it's Eric or somebody definitely doing that.
And then, yeah, make sure you or the chief contacts all the other parties.
She was acting city manager.
To be aware of, you know, what's.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. We'll do it. Get it going.
Yeah.
Thanks. Anything else related to, I guess, the work that we're doing?
Just thank you for doing it.
We're all doing it, right? Monthly stats. I don't know if you want to talk about those. Did you get them?
They're attached, damn. This is from way back in November, December, though. I'd have to just read word for word, because that's so long ago, I can't remember them. It's been very busy, you know, I can say that. This month is, you know, Patty can probably tell you, it's been very, very busy. There's been a lot of, you know, pretty significant cases and crimes going on. And it seems like it gets busier and busier every year.
Oh.
And usually, you know, traditionally our busy season was from Seafood and Wine Fest until like maybe the middle or end of October. And now it just doesn't seem like there's a slow season anymore. And I don't know why that is.
Can you tell us anything about your new recruits?
So we have, currently we have four recruit officers. We have one that's been through the academy and then is in the field training. We have one that just graduated from college and is in field training. I think they go to, what do they go in March?
One goes in March, one in April, one in May.
Right.
Or April, May, June.
Yeah, so it's a considerable amount of time that, you know, that they're gonna be here, which, you know, back in the old days, I guess, you know, when it was only a 10-week academy, they could get the people through a lot more, but now there's so many different disciplines that they have to do at the academy to meet the state requirements that it's now a 16-week academy, and with, you know, shortages in personnel out at the academy, then there's fewer classes and on and on and on. So, you know, the time where people are here, it has increased, obviously. So they're here for 5 or 6 months now. So especially the two newest guys, they'll be here for, like I say, at least 5 months before they go to the academy. So they'll be, you know, we can only go so far with their training before they go to the academy. And that's because once they go to the academy, we want them focused on the academy. We don't want them to be here to where they're involved in a lot of cases, to where they have to come back from the academy to the court or things like that. So, you know, there's only so certain things, certain portions of the training that we're able to give them before they go to the academy. So we're getting bodies and it's exciting, and we're getting some new field training officers to, you know, we've had a, just from people leaving or whatnot, we have some positions open in the field training department. So, you know, there's some young guys and everybody's hungry. I mean, if you've driven through town, there's people are getting pulled over left and right and stuff, you know, which is pretty typically you get young guys that are really, you know, excited about things. So, you know, it's fun. It's fun as, you know, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago that I got hired, you know, and I can remember being the young guy that wanted to go out. And so it's cool. You know, it's neat seeing these guys that are starting on their career. So I don't remember, what do we still have, 4 or 5 positions open still? Something like that?
At least 4.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Just hired 4 and have 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I add that we just hired a new CSO to replace Fulmer, who left. And we also just started advertising for a full-time parking enforcement officer.
Saw that, yeah.
Saw some dust about that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that opened up this week. And people are already complaining on Facebook about it.
Yeah.
The tickets they haven't written yet.
And a lot of those things, you know, a lot of those positions like that, the CSO, the parking enforcement, are positions that really are beneficial to the officers too. You know, there's a lot of those things that they handle that frees up guys to do, you know, and it's not that, you know, it's like this is a less important or this is more important, but when you're trying to do a real detailed good investigation on a crime and you have all these other things backed up, it's very, very nice that everybody's able to work together and get things accomplished. So and they do a phenomenal job, you know. I mean, they really do. I mean, Jovita has been here the longest, you know, but she's out constantly talking to people and getting things moved around and stuff, you know. And it's not perfect. I mean, there's stuff still around, but that's just, you know, the hand we're dealt. But she works with people and finds them resources and does a great job.
Nice.
So I don't know what kind of report you wanted, but
no, that's
statistics.
That's typically what we get.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get the stats and then Chief will give us a report of whatever.
Yeah, it's busy, and it's gonna, like I say, everybody be prepared. You know, February 23rd through what, 26th or something like that is Seafood and Wine Fest. So, and it's now just back and rocking and rolling, and I think it's gonna be the full event this year,
yes.
Right? For the first time since
yeah,
what, 20?
Yeah, but I guess it's a full event. Yeah. Yeah.
We did get it in 2020, didn't we? Did we get the full event in 2020?
Yeah.
Seems like it hit just our COVID hit right after that, right?
Right after.
Mm-hmm.
So
we did full event.
Yeah.
Remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll, you know, we've got all with all these new guys too, we've got a lot of guys that haven't been through a Seafood and Wine Fest yet. So you know, they're kind of scratching their head going, why are these days blacked out? Why can't we have the day off? Because, you know, for those days, you know, those are days that everybody has to, you know, just plan on working. So but you get an influx of 10,000 more people or more into town, and you know, more problems happen, whether it be traffic or fights or whatever. But
and we don't have an OLCC officer anymore, do we?
Not that I know of. So you know, we used to work really closely with them, and you know, like, I mean, you guys probably all know Ed. When Ed was in, and it's just kind of gotten to where it's. It's not integrated into law enforcement quite as much as it would have used to be, you know, I don't think by anybody's fault, but you also, you know, 10, 15 years ago, look how many more bars we had in Newport too.
Right.
You know, I mean, there was 2 to 3 times as many, especially, you know, Seafood and Wine Fest weekend, all the bars. So,
replaced by marijuana places.
And honestly, it really it has, you know, but.
And OLCC's in charge of them too.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, you eat a lot less drinking and driving and stuff like that that you get now because there's not the establishments to go out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So. But it'll still be wild, you know. And we always hoped for really nice weather on Seafood and Wine Fest weekend, not just because you want people to experience, you know, what we have and things like that. But it seems like when it's really nice weather, people will go to the festival. They'll get a couple bottles of wine. They'll get some seafood or whatever. They'll go walk on the beach and have a nice weekend. When it's raining and pouring, the people stay in the tent and they drink a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, and it does turn into a problem. So
remember when they first started, they would throw the glasses and break them.
Oh yeah.
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 Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, one year we were
the armory. Yeah, was it the armory, I guess.
And then
it was just down at the gear shed, you know, that they had down there.
Right.
I can remember one year there's probably six of us that were all standing around together, and Susie O'Toole, who works for parole and probation, she's a little older gal, and we were all standing around talking, and that's the thing. If somebody intentionally breaks a glass down there, automatically kicked out, right? Yeah. And we hear a glass break and everybody hollers, and we turn around and here's this probably 6'6" Adonis, just this huge mass of a guy, you know. And it turns out he was a former tight end for Oregon State. And little Susie O'Toole says, that guy right there did it, you know. And Dave Broderick, who's now the chief in Lincoln City, looked the guy and said, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. So, boy, it was something else.
Oh, yeah, it was. Couldn't walk.
Yeah. No, no, it wasn't, he says.
Anything else on your mind you want us to know about?
I was told I can't have any air any grievances or any, no. No, you know, and I, to speak for the chief, I kind of can't do. I know, you know, he wanted to make sure somebody was here, that he couldn't be here, that he puts, you know, he has a lot of, you know, he really respects what you guys do, and that he thinks this is something that's really important, and he wants us to be involved and you guys to be involved with us. So, I mean, other than that,
somehow he trusts you. I don't know.
Yeah. No, there was nobody else. But.
Okay. I guess that's it. There's one public person. Do you have any comment?
Maybe I will take up a little time. Just introduce myself.
Okay.
Or what is the public comment normally? Like, do I need to bring an action item or something? Or?
No, but it's normally about what we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I guess I am. I just want to say thank you for these reports. This feels like very important information to know. And my name is Sofia Solano. I work with an organization called Conflict Artistry that was recently funded through the Oregon State Criminal Justice Commission to try and provide public restorative justice services. I first studied restorative justice with Mindy like 10 years ago, and I've been building towards this career. And so, yeah, reviewing this and just seeing how many overtime hours there are and wondering like how my public service can assist maybe in some of these categories fall into our areas of engagement already that we might be able to kind of help ease the burden that comes to the courts, especially if it's project specific, even around seafood and wine, would just be super open to hearing how we could collaborate and be of service. I also learned recently that Newport, their school resource officer position was cut, and so I'm having a meeting with the principal next week. I forgot to update you, just heard that today, that we'll be kind of seeing how we can maybe serve the juveniles there, young people in the schools, and try to maybe fill that gap and provide some more restorative services there. So just super happy to meet with anybody here if they want to know more information. I have some business cards too, but just wondering if there is potential to collaborate and maybe see how we can, you know, find those common goals in our public safety missions. And
sure.
Specifically, our intention is to try and repair harm that's been caused. And so any of these cases where it seems like they could be candidates, where there's potential for dialogue even between people who have been, who have caused a harm and people who have experienced that harm.
So do you do conflict resolution?
Exactly, yeah. I'm graduating this year from the U of O's dispute resolution program in the law school.
Great, because we used to, we don't still have the conflict resolution thing, do we? We used to have somebody that did conflict resolutions,
really?
You know, like neighborhood disputes and stuff like
we
that.
Still do.
Do we still do it?
Yeah. Oh, through LCDR.
LCDR.
Okay. Well, okay. Because yeah. we used to have
cards.
A lot of cards, but we don't have any cards anymore. Because I went out and tore things apart, and
okay.
So I didn't know. But
yeah.
And that's very, very helpful.
Okay.
Because there is a lot of things that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That you know that's what people need.
Totally.
You know, rather than getting into it before it erupts into a crime.
Exactly, yeah, and I think the Criminal Justice Commission's hope is that we can actually even find cases where a crime has been committed and try to provide a restorative alternative in those cases. So to the extent that felt, you know, like releasable or referable from system partners, we are closely partnered with Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution in these efforts too, and are celebrating Mindy's new role with that organization. Maybe she hasn't gone public with that yet, but anyways, yeah, I'm happy to give a card out or just be in
sure.
touch.
And I think, isn't it Youth Tides now? Did they come up to the school too? Youth Tides with Lekas, because Tom Lekas used to work for us. He was
mm-hmm.
the school resource officer.
You just write that down. I haven't heard of them. Youth Tides?
Youth Tides. So I think that's what it's called now. The juvenile department.
Right.
Yeah.
So Lincoln County juvenile detention is no longer a detention.
Gotcha.
They transitioned to like a Youth Tides. They still have some youth supervision that they run out of there.
Okay.
But it's like they provide some housing and some things like that. But if I remember right, the position that Tom was hired for is supposed to be something that they're going to work with kids in the school. So
okay.
He was the school resource officer.
Yeah.
And
gotcha.
He's the one that came to our restorative circle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like years and years ago?
Yeah, you're 2, 3, 4 years ago.
Okay. Would be nice to reconnect.
And we still have the position, correct? Yeah, we still have the position.
Right.
We just don't have the bodies to put somebody in there.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's funded, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The principal might have been mistaken about that, then I'll have to reread her email, but she seemed to think that I think the police had cut their portion of the budget, but I can update her.
So at one point in time during COVID, I think it may have for just a little bit, but
okay.
But then it became a bodies thing. It's not. Yeah, the city council. I mean, you guys probably know better than I would. I think the
okay.
city council reinstated the state
yeah.
of the position.
It's funded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I think that's right. I remember there
right.
being a time period where there was not a school resource
right.
officer position, but I believe it's
yeah.
back to the numbers is back to what it was before COVID.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
we lost like 3
somebody.
Positions during COVID at one point in time,
right.
mm-hmm.
and then but then they turned right around and restored everything.
Okay.
But it wasn't like we laid anybody off. We were
gotcha.
We were short on positions anyways. It was kind of an on paper position, I guess, at that point in time because
mm-hmm.
we weren't staffing it.
Right, and the chief will fill it, like Sergeant Haynes said, as soon as we get the bodies. Police officer positions.
Yeah.
And so that's a position that is specifically reserved for a police officer, like a restorative justice facilitator wouldn't qualify for that position?
That would be a Chief Malloy question. I don't
okay.
know. I mean, I don't know. Generally, you would have to be a certified police officer because they
mm-hmm.
do make arrests. They do all of that also.
Yeah, I think that's where
maybe,
that's where the alternative would hopefully come into play.
Right, but from like our staffing level and stuff, you know, we work 12-hour shifts. The
mm-hmm.
school's only so long, so that you know, in between the times when school's not in session, then they're out doing police stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe I'll try to get in touch with Malloy then
mm-hmm.
too and see mm-hmm. learn more. Thank you for your time.
Comments from the committee. Anybody have anything?
very educational writing with Don, right around.
You guys didn't get to hear about this, did you?
Anybody that hasn't done it, sign up and do the paperwork, and you can go on a ride along.
Did you wear an earplug the whole time? He talks pretty loud, doesn't he?
That's good. That does not bother me. I'm the other side of that. It's nice to hear. No, it was very educational. I, you know, started law enforcement myself in 1979, but at the total opposite end of the spectrum. So it was very, I think, very enlightening. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was time well spent. Yeah.
Well, it is part of our action plan for all of us to go on one, so. Mm-hmm. Pressure's on, you guys.
Yeah. It was a quiet time on a Sunday night, relatively, but there's still enough to do, you know, see around and tell you what its normal patrol duties are and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, got a few stops. Nothing dramatic, just traffic stuff, you know.
That was fun when I did it, to be able to ask questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why do you do that, or that kind of thing? It's really good.
Yeah, and then when it does get kind of exciting, you get to sit in the car with "Don't get out." And you hear the thing. That's what's so loud when the cars.
Yeah.
Know, then I had no idea by the time they came back.
Well, our squads had those in too, so
yeah.
That wasn't anything. We just used the lights. You didn't have to take the siren. They stopped right away.
Okay. We're adjourned.
Wow.
Tight meeting. This wasn't much. Not much to do. So we're back on our monthly schedule.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'll give you a reach out if it comes up in conversation.
No, I really appreciate it.
I'll probably reach out to you.
Thank you. I don't have all my cards, otherwise I can give
you. No problem. We get your name. Haynes. Okay, I'll remember. Nice
Haynes.
To meet you.
Oh,
Haynes?
It's Haynes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice, simple, easy. What a skill to facilitate that.
Because it was such a small
thing.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going to go see Katie Brown.
Oh, party for tomorrow.
I heard that he's the Sioux JV baseball coach.
CJC report.
Oh, no.
But it's coming.
So what's your immediate reaction about Mary?
Oh,
wasn't that weird?
Oh, I didn't read the statement yet.
You didn't?
Uh-uh.
Oh,
do I need to read it? Am I name dropped in there?
No,
oh,
no,
good.
No.
Okay.
It was all very positive.
Oh, okay.
But you'll see.
Uh-oh, okay.
Brewster LLC.
Tomorrow.
Thank you very much for your confidence in hiring me to manage your blah, blah.
I'll see you in a month.
Weird. Just look at it when...